On the ground level, skeletal frames of walls were going up. So, too, were utilities to provide water, air, and power inside this 80,000-square-foot center. Mayor Byron Brown says construction is in the final phase.
Where we are standing, the demolition is now complete. The environmental remediation has been done. The stabilization has been done. New concrete floors poured on the first floor.
The project is the centerpiece of a broader $100 million Northland Corridor redevelopment project. It's intended to provide training opportunities to enter the advanced manufacturing workforce. Stephen Tucker heads the training facility.
The people in the community said, hey, we want investment. We want to be able to participate. We want access to high-paying jobs. And the elected officials presented us with this outstanding opportunity. So today I want to issue a call to action for all the residents living in this zip code, for all the residents living in the city of Buffalo, for all the residents in Western New York. It is now up to you to take the first step, to take advantage of this opportunity.
The mayor was joined by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, State Senator Tim Kennedy, and Assemblymember Crystal Peoples Stokes to unveil replicas of the windows that were in this factory space back in 1911. Those windows helped the building join the National Register of Historic Places, which in turn raises the prospect of securing state and federal historic tax credits for the project. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.